Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something really fun in Ableton Live 12, a swing flip for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. So instead of keeping one groove frozen in place, we start with that loose, dusty, breakbeat feel, then gradually tighten the rhythm until it snaps into a more urgent, modern DNB push. This is the kind of move that makes a track feel alive. It gives you tension, release, and that classic sense that the groove is evolving as the track moves forward. We're going to keep the setup practical and very usable. You'll work with drum clips, the groove pool, arrangement, automation, clip envelopes, and a few stock Ableton devices like auto filter, saturator, utility, glue compressor, echo, and hybrid reverb if you want a little extra atmosphere. First, set your tempo for this kind of beat. Somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM works really well. If you want a slightly more classic roll, stay around 172 or 174. If you want a little more pressure, go a touch faster. Then create a simple session with a drums track, a bass track, and optionally an effects or Atmos track. Before we automate anything, we need a groove that already feels good. Load up a drum rack with a breakbeat-friendly kit, or even better, use chopped break samples if you've got them. Build a core pattern with kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then bring in ghost notes, hats, and little break accents around that. The goal is not a stiff grid. The goal is something that already has a little personality. Now open the groove pool. This is where the first half of the swing lives. Try a light MPC style swing, something like 16-54 or 16-57, and drop it onto your drum clip. Don't crank it too hard. That's a common mistake. In DNB, swing should feel elastic, not sleepy. Start with moderate timing, a bit of velocity variation, and maybe a tiny bit of randomness if you want the hats and ghosts to breathe a little more. What you're listening for here is that the hats sit a touch behind the beat, the ghost notes feel like they're tugging on the groove, and the snare still anchors everything. That's your loose, jungle-flavored starting point. Next, build the bass. Keep it simple and centered. You can use operator or wavetable for this. Then add saturator, EQ8, a compressor or glue compressor, and utility to keep the low end under control. A sine-based sub with a little harmonic layer works great. A short, rolling bass pattern, maybe with offbeat hits or syncopation around the snare, will support the drums without crowding them. A good teacher tip here: if the bass is too busy, the swing flip won't read clearly. Leave some air. Let the drums do the talking. Now for the core idea. We want the groove to start loose and then become tighter over time. In Ableton, a very reliable way to do this is to use clip duplication. Make one drum clip with the stronger swing feel, then duplicate it and reduce the groove on the second version. Put the swung version in the first few bars, then the medium version, then the tight version near the end. This gives you a natural progression without needing to force one parameter to do everything. A nice phrase shape is 4 bars loose, 2 bars in the middle, then 2 bars tight. That way the listener feels the track pivot at the end of a musical sentence, which makes the change feel intentional. Now we'll add arrangement automation to make the flip hit harder. Press C to show automation and start with auto filter on the drum bus or a return. In the swung section, keep the top end a little darker, then gradually open the filter as the groove tightens. That small brightness lift does a lot of work. It makes the section feel like it's waking up. You can do something similar with utility. Start a little wider in the loose section, then narrow the image slightly as you approach the flip. Don't overdo it. This is more about focus than a dramatic stereo trick. Just enough width change to make the later section feel more centered and forward. Echo is another great one. In the swung section, let a little more delay through on hats or break fragments. Then reduce the send as the track gets tighter. That way the front half feels airy and spacious, while the back half feels more direct and urgent. If you're using hybrid reverb, the same idea applies: bigger and smokier early on, smaller and tighter later. Now let's go a step deeper with clip envelopes. This is where the groove can change in a more detailed way. In your drum clip, automate things like velocity, pan, or even filter movement if you've routed that into a device. A great trick is to make ghost notes a little more uneven in the loose section, then even them out in the tight section. That tiny change in consistency makes the later groove feel more controlled and more forward-driving. And here's an important point. When the groove gets tighter, don't accidentally flatten the transients. The second half should feel more urgent because the kick and snare are clearer, not because everything got squashed into the background. So keep an eye on your compression and saturation. Use them to add presence, not to blur the attack. For the drum bus, a chain like EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and maybe drum bus can really help the transition. In the loose section, keep it a little softer and warmer. As you move toward the tight section, bring up the drive a bit. Make the drums punch harder, and maybe open the high end slightly. That gives the feeling that the track has changed attitude, not just timing. The bass should follow that energy shift too. Open the filter a little as the drums tighten. Add a touch more drive if you want more aggression. Shorten the bass release or make the notes a bit more staccato so the line feels more urgent. But keep the sub mono. Always keep the sub centered. In drum and bass, low end discipline is everything. A great arrangement shape for this is simple. Bars 1 to 4 are loose and swung. Bars 5 and 6 are halfway between loose and tight, and bars 7 and 8 are the most rigid and urgent. You can use a little fill, a reversed break hit, or a snare pickup in the final bar to signal the change. The point is to make the listener feel the groove locking in harder right before the drop or the next phrase. Also, don't automate everything at once. That's a subtle but important lesson. If the filter, delay, width, saturation, and swing all move in the exact same way, the section can feel overscripted. Usually two or three strong moves are enough. Let some elements stay stable so the contrast is easier to hear. If you want to go further, try layering a second hat pattern that stays a little straighter underneath the swung break. Bring that layer up slowly as the section tightens. That's a really effective hybrid trick, because it gives you old-school motion on top and modern drive underneath. Very powerful, very musical. Before you call it done, do a quick slash beat at equal loudness. This is huge. The tighter section can seem better just because it's brighter or louder. So level match your sections and listen for the actual groove change. Ask yourself, does the first half really feel looser? Does the second half really feel more urgent? Can I hear the moment the groove snaps into place? If the answer is yes, you've got it. So the big idea today is this. A swing flip is not just a drum pattern change. It's a movement from relaxed jungle motion into a more locked, pressure-filled DNB pocket. You're using groove, automation, brightness, space, and bass articulation together to create that shift. That's the magic. The track doesn't just loop. It breathes, evolves, and then lands with intent. Now try the exercise. Build an 8-bar loop at around 174 BPM. Start with a swung drum clip. Duplicate it into a tighter version. Automate filter and effect depth. Keep the bass simple and mono, and make the transition feel like a real phrase. If you want a challenge, try doing it without a big riser. Let the groove itself be the lift. That's your swing flip in Ableton Live 12. Let's get it bouncing.